Time to head back down to Edina and get some coverage of the girls' state dance tournament down there. Lackbarrel Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows are participating. We had some reports earlier with Ken Fransky, and Ken's ready to get on here shortly. Want to mention some of our fine sponsors of our coverage. They include Madison Bottling, Great Plains Natural Gas, United Prairie Bank, Greg Thole Electric, Zarbach Funeral Home, United Prairie Agency, Farmers Mutual Telephone, Boris Crop Insurance, Swenson Nelson Stoltz Attorneys, Olson Sanitation, Heather Floral and Nursery, Lackbarrel Valley High School. Other of our sponsors bringing you dance line coverage, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Heartland Eye Care, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Ludvigson Tiling, Madsen Family Chiropractic, Kluver Law Office in Dawson, Lackbarrel Corn and Soybean Growers Association, and Prairie Sun Bank of Appleton, Milan, and Marietta. And we have more we'll mention a little later here. But right now, let's turn things over to Ken Fransky and get some updates here. Take it away there, Ken.
Well, thank you, Maynard. We appreciate it. For the fans back home, we just watched Yellow Medicine East here in the hotel banquet room. A picture, if you will, with me. A hotel that's partially getting restored. Got a lot of construction work going on. We are probably within a banquet room that used to be a restaurant at one point in time. The girls were all huddled up watching the last third pod with the four teams, which was Minnewaska area from Section 3A, Lake City, Cannon Falls, and YME. So we are waiting here for awards. Are probably going to be around 4:45, 4:50, something like that. So we've got the pods done. I'm going to try to track down Coach Lisa and Coach Sarah. They're going to join me here shortly. We've got a bunch of parents, brothers, sisters, other family members that were in the stands with us. It's a completely different atmosphere, but it's a lot of fun. The girls have really been excited about it. We've got Coach Lisa coming up, Sarah. We've got a group of senior girls coming here. So with that, I'm going to speakerphone. We're going to try to make this all work. So we've got part of the jazz team, and we got Coach Lisa and Coach Sarah. We're going to do a little pre-awards chat on the radio.
Okay.
How are you feeling, Coach Lisa, Coach Sarah?
I think we're starting to feel a little nervous. A little nervous, but, yeah, you know, not too bad.
Okay, we've got Grace Johnson, Ella Mork, Michaela Munsterman, Riley Zlotsky, and Kendall Fransky, the five senior captains and one junior captain of the group. We've got Grace and Riley that dance on jazz as well as high kick. But girls, collectively, how are you feeling? How's the day been going so far?
Days are really fun. We're really excited for what's about to come. Yeah, we're super excited.
We're also a little nervous.
Yeah, getting a little nervous, but
after the last
feeling good after
the ceremony is over. So I'm going to size it up with Ella and Michaela and Kendall, who don't dance jazz. How good did it look for you girls as captains and teammates watching your 10 teammates dance jazz on Edina High School floor instead of Target Center? How did it look?
It was phenomenal. It was insane. Like, even though it wasn't a Target Center, just, like, being in that gym, it was, the atmosphere, like, it was just the same as Target Center as I felt personally.
Yeah, it's kind of hard going out there and watching because we can't really do anything. It's up to them to perform, and it's just really fun to watch them have so much fun out there and know that they did a really good job there.
Yeah, and as they're performing, it's like you could just almost like connect with their emotions and feelings and just know like they're hitting everything.
Yeah, it was crazy. You could tell they left it all on the floor today, and it looked really good. We were really proud of them.
For limited fan base, for the coaches, the five shadows stand here with me, about 50-ish fans. Spectator-wise, per school, it felt like 500, Ella.
Yeah.
Well, they did their job, and they came ready, they came fired up. I know I have a hard time not watching the coaches beat up on some poor table, and then I watched the other girls that were sitting there as captains, you know, the reaction, and I lost track a little bit. I'm sorry, Riley and Grace, I didn't quite watch it all perfectly, but I said on the radio shortly after, the three things that I watch are the coaches, the girls on the bench, I do try to watch the hand when I'm sitting there, but the other thing I watch is when the 10 girls walk off the floor. And I said all three indicators were top-notch there, that everything looked good, felt good, went right. And was I off today?
No.
Please stop with me.
No, it was amazing. It really was. They danced the best they have danced all season,
yeah,
plus a whole lot more. And so they left it all out there. They did everything we asked of them and even more, so whatever happens in the next 15, 20 minutes happens, and we're just proud of them no matter what.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure once music started,
started, I was crying even before they started dancing. It was amazing to see. And like Lisa said, very, very proud of them. And it was the best way to finish our jazz season this year. And it doesn't matter what happens, championship or not, they will go out for me as champions because of how they took on this season. It was just, it was amazing.
I think that was an emotional part for me too. When we walked in, I started crying when they started walking out on the middle of the floor, because I thought, okay, their feet are in the building, they're on the floor, like, this is actually going to happen. And I think that's the first time this season when I realized it actually is going to happen. I mean, even yesterday I was waiting for the shoe to drop that we weren't going to be able to come today. So, I mean, that's been 6 months of that. And so that's why it's so emotional for us, because, I mean, the first state tournament in 365 days in our state. So we're just happy about it.
Well, when the pep fests were happening, the bus left LAC, came to Dawson, the bus left Dawson. We didn't get called back to town.
No.
We knew we were onto something fun. And I know as coaches, I've heard this a lot, all they've asked you girls is bring your best at the end of the season. Bring your best at the start of the season, but elevate your best as the season finishes up and things like that.
Yep.
So we're going to, I think, let them go. Maynard, why don't I kick it back just briefly to you for a quick commercial. I will stay connected, Maynard, if that works, because we're going to have award ceremonies here within probably the next minute or two, so the gals need to get lined up.
Yes,
good luck, girls. All right, Maynard, the girls.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Yep, I'm here, Maynard. We're getting the girls rearranged here. They're going to line up like they typically do for an awards ceremony live at the state tournament on the floor. Again, we are in the Doubletree here in the Bloomington Edina area. They're getting lined up. We do have one special gift we brought in, because this year has not been normal. And I do need to help with this live on the air, Maynard. So it's going to get a little noisy. And you'll see this at home eventually, because Julie Asfeld's Lyman Street. Coach Lisa, I promised you one big surprise, didn't I, this week? And this isn't the normal place we do state awards for dance, correct?
Right.
There's one important piece missing, correct? So I've brought it. And thanks to Madison Bottling for helping me pull off some magic. In shadow style, we have to do award ceremony properly for today and tomorrow. So here's Target center floor, girls.
Oh, we're funny. Oh,
no matter how it finishes off today, you girls will leave as Jazz champions, first, second, third, fourth place, whatever. But you're going to get to stand on Target center floor.
Yeah.
That's only the right way to do it, because you've earned it, all right?
Oh.
So get yourselves lined up. Maynard, we're going to get ready here. We're going to broadcast live. Julie Asfeld with Lackboro Valley is streaming live. We should have something here for the next several minutes. I will quickly go down the roster for our Johnson Boyd Lackboro Valley Shadows. We have three seniors on the team this year. Caitlin Beard, Grace Johnson, and Ellie Stratmullen. And just for our fans back home, those three girls. Grace has danced on varsity jazz since seventh grade. Caitlin, or Cece as we call her, and Ellie have danced on varsity jazz since being in ninth grade. Our two juniors are Riley Zawatsky. She's danced since a sophomore, so this is her second year. She's a double state champion 2 years in a row, so maybe she's the good luck charm. Paris Ricky, first year for the Shadows, is new to our Lackboro Shadows dance team. She's been a former dancer at Montevideo High School. We have four. I'm going to get these later. We're going to awards right now. Sixth place. Sixth place. Gilward Glendon Felton. I think it was a rank point of about 18. I apologize. I missed it. I can't quite make out all the things I'm trying to do here by myself. Geez, Paul Ramo, I immensely miss you, my friend. It's easy to take notes, and one of us talks, and vice versa, and Dee Schomer. We're going to go to fifth place jazz finisher. Remember, everybody at home, this is a dance once and you're done. It's not prelims going down to finals. It's a winner-take-all out of the 12 teams here in Section 1A jazz. Tiebreaker. Tiebreaker for third, fourth place. Or fourth and fifth place, excuse me. They had rank score of 12. Fourth and fifth place. So there's five judges. It's Olympic average. They throw it the high and the low. Fifth place. Rank point of 12 on the tiebreaker. The Frazee Fly Girls, which have been a dominant school from northern Minnesota for jazz. On a tiebreaker, they slide down from a fourth-place potential finish down to fifth. No shame in that. So we have five judges today, Lisa told me. So they throw at the high and the low and average the middle three. And then I believe what they do is they add in the other two judges, and then they kind of go down from there. So number four, who won the tiebreaker, Zambroda Mazeppa. Kind of the southeast part of the state. They've performed well the last couple of years. So far it looks like to me, like I mentioned earlier today, that the power ranking, according to Ken Fransky's statistical numbers, I don't think there's big surprises yet of some of these top 16 so far. Number three, with a ranking point of 12. Holy Family Catholic. This was last year's runner-up to our Seattle. So if those were three ranking points of 12, that tells me third, fourth, and fifth place. There's actually a three-way tie with ranking points of 12, but I'll have to sort that out with Lisa and Sarah. So we're down to the top two. Frazee was last year's runner-up. And they're going to give the medals, or I should say the announcing the roster of the third-place finishing team, which normally would get third-place medals, ribbons, and their trophy. Not sure when those will be passed out. So as an example for our listeners, last year in class single A, 3E was the third-place team. They settled in at fifth this year. Holy Family Catholic finished runner-up in second place, and they finished in third place this year. Zambroda Mazeppa finished fourth last year and finished fourth again this year. So like I mentioned, not really names that surprise us. All very good dance programs, very good performances from what I saw live in ARPOD and watching some things on live. So now we're going to second place. This is a big announcement. Phantom. Ranking point of six. Second place. This is a big, big announcement here. YME, the Yellow Medicine East Silhouette. Finished in fifth place a year ago today. They bumped themselves up to second. That's Lisa Johnson's sister, coaches at YME. YME has been a powerful jazz player. I think they have five or six state championships. And they're actually in the parking lot at Edina, it sounded like the PA announcer. And there was a 3A school that broadcast live from the parking lot, brought in their own speakers, and listened to the award ceremony live at Edina High School. And for those of you, Edina is a 3A high school, and it's like a college campus. The facility and everything there. So YME, the runner-up in jazz from Section 3A, which is our section back home, for Class 1A. Again, they finished fifth last year. No surprise to finish in the top three in the state for the YME Silhouette program. So, Shadow Nation, get ready for some fun. I guess I'm not getting cocky, but I'm feeling a little more comfortable. We haven't heard our name called yet. As good as these 10 girls dance today and the Shadows dance program, I think we're setting up for a very, very exciting announcement here, which could be a three consecutive state championship three-peat for our girls, potentially. They're clapping. It was fun to watch. Our girls were all down here in this banquet room, right in front of the big screen, circle up. I was kind of sitting off to the side with my daughter and some of her friends, and as YME came on, they started doing the YME chants and things like that, cheering on their sisters from just across the neighboring county. So state champions for Class 1A Jazz. My hunch is it's ranked 23. Three, which would be the best you can get.
There you have it, fans. Our shadows go back to back to back as Class A, Section 3 representatives as state champions again. The screams were loud, the cheers were high. I think there were two girls that might have actually almost hit their heads on the ceiling here. Big hugs, big congratulations. I think Ella Morris said it well as the senior captain. The 50 fans that are in this room or so, and the 50 that were in Edina High School at the gym, made it feel like 500 plus. So they're going off right now, naming them. So I'm gonna give it back to you, Maynard, and I'm gonna call you back in maybe in 2-3 minutes. We got to get organized for a little award ceremony here for the girls. So I'll turn it back to you, Maynard, and then I'll try to get some of the girls rounded back up after.
Great Plains Natural Gas Company would like to invite you to go green and get green with Minnesota Residential Natural Gas Rebates. Right now, Minnesota Residential Natural Gas Rebates of up to $500 are available on heating systems, up to $75 on programmable setback thermostats, up to $250 on water heaters. Get a $50 rebate on a furnace boiler tune-up. Rebates are also available on attic insulation and home energy assessments and pilotless fireplaces. For more information on how to save money and receive a rebate, visit www.gpng.com or call 1-877-267-4764. Great Plains Natural Gas Company, in the community to serve.
Today's real estate market is very competitive, so choosing the right partner is important. And United Prairie's home mortgage experts will help you finance the home of your dreams. Plan now for the upcoming home shopping season by applying at unitedprairiebank.com. You'll find out how much you can afford and be ready to close quickly. Apply online and enjoy service from our local, responsive mortgage lending experts at United Prairie Bank. We'll help you get there. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
And a reminder, the lobby at United Prairie Bank in Madison will be open again as of Monday, March 15th.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods right downtown Dawson, Minnesota is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
When you need legal assistance, contact the law office of Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, downtown Madison, Minnesota. Rick Stoltz would be glad to talk to you about all of your legal needs. Call them at 320-598-7578. That's 320-598-7578 for the office of Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz in Madison, Minnesota. Happy to be a Q92 sports booster, and they wish all of our area students a great year. Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, 214 6th Avenue, downtown Madison, Minnesota. Office hours, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. They close at noon on Friday.
All right, welcome back. I apologize for kind of being a little inconsistent. We have our 10 state champion Jazz girls laying on our makeshift target floor right now. If you can all imagine that, they're taking a selfie. They were presented their back-to-back-to-back three-peat state championship first-place trophy in Jazz. We did not get medals yet, but the coaches were prepared. They gave them makeshift kind of medal or beaded necklaces for the time being. So I'm going to interrupt one of these girls fairly quickly here, but I wanted to let them get their pictures. Julie Asfeld has the live stream going, so this is going to look really good, I think, Julie, from a perspective of the girls laying on target center floor, kind of around the Howling Timberwolves in the center circle. Coach Sarah, Coach Lisa are behind them. There's fans on three sides of them here. We'll grab an interview here shortly with a couple of the girls. Parents are taking pictures. Paul, this is kind of the point where it's the mob squad up in Target Center, usually in the hallway, trying to find people to get some pictures. And
And I'm going to grab a couple girls right now. Hey, Ellie Strathbone.
Yeah.
Hey, state champion Ellie Strathbone. Come here and talk to me.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the radio live.
Oh, that's awesome.
What do you want to tell her? Everybody who's listening, the alumni, family members, friends, strangers, lay it on them. How you feeling?
It's still just a real feeling being triple-time state champions in jazz. It's a dream come true.
Awesome. Now I'm going to ask you to do one thing. Turn around, look at that camera right there, and smile the biggest smile you've ever smiled. And the rest of you get ready. You're going to do this too, the 10 of you. Thanks, too. I get to be on camera too. All right. Grace Johnson, you come up here as another senior. You say, I'm going to warn you, you're next. You're going to have to get up the floor eventually, but you can get out there later. Grace, how are you feeling, sweetie? This is a seventh grader. You've been at the state tournament.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Ellie said, a dream come true. Never would have thought in seventh grade that we would even won state one time. And here we are, three times in a row.
Let's turn around and look at the camera together. More for your benefit than mine. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Cece, Kaylin, come up, join me. How are you feeling?
I don't even know. It's a crazy thing, and I have no words to describe it, so.
That's good. That is a good thing. That is a good thing. Thanks to the listeners for supporting the chat. We're looking at that camera right there. Why don't you pull your mask down just a little bit? And, you know, these girls have been flirting with their eyes all year, and people back home want to see these smiling shadow faces. State champions again in jazz. All right, who do we have for juniors?
Wait,
we've got... Riley, who are the juniors? Riley's in Paris. Let's get Riley. I'm going to forget some names, so I apologize up front, but somebody help me there. He's your dog. Riley. Junior captain, been on jazz since 10th grade, and you're a junior this year, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, sweetie?
Well, I'll say it. I said it once, and I'll say it again. I love winning!
Wonderful. Pull your mask down just a little bit, quickly. I'm going to lean. Look at that face right there, fans back home. Excellent. Paris, the newcomer to the Shadows team. This might be my funnest one here. I had the privilege of driving Paris with Kendall, my daughter, down to Worthington, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And on the way home, I made kind of a smart Alex dad comment, got the glare from my wife, just about got kicked from my daughter. And all I did when I made this comment was look in the rearview mirror because Paris was sitting behind me as a new Shadows member. I said something along the line about joining the winning team or something smart Alex-y like that, like I do. But Paris, how are you feeling as a Shadow right now?
Amazing. This is my first time experiencing this, and it's crazy. It's amazing.
So there's probably a couple fans that want to know, you going back to Monty next year?
Heck no!
All right! Turn it on and show everybody! Keep standing here. Point your mask out so we can see at all. Awesome. Get back on the floor. All right, we got three sophomores. Annika, you come up. Annika Fernholz, joining me. Hey, Riley. She's kind of short compared to you. All right, Annika, memory does me right. You're a sophomore.
Yep.
You started jazz as an eighth grader.
Yes.
So if my math is right, 8, 9, 10 is 3 years in a row. You finished on the state floor as a state champion.
Yeah.
All right. How does that make you feel? What's the secret to success?
I don't know.
Listen to your coach.
Listen to your coach.
Listen to your parents.
And...
Oh!
That's like an option.
Well, hey, your coaches are your coach, your parents are your parents. I think you have the order right.
Yep.
All right. What are you thinking? Anything else you want to tell anybody?
Life's crazy, man.
You should see it from my view. Dumb dance dad. You think yours crazy?
Yeah.
All right, let's turn around and look at the camera. Drop that mask a little bit. Let everybody at home... See another state champion 3 years in a row?
Yeah.
All right, here's where it gets harder for you. Emily Torsenson. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
You look great.
Thank you.
3 years in a row?
Yes.
You've been at it 3 years in a row as well. Like Annika,
yes.
Correct?
Yep.
My memory's really good today.
Yes,
it is. I'm getting really lucky, but it's getting harder as I go on here. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to add as a state champion for the Shadows and Jazz?
I just feel good.
So, if I'm not mistaken, I believe I saw your older sister, Paige, that you had the pleasure to dance with when you were younger.
Yep.
And now you're older.
Mm-hmm.
She's probably in this room somewhere.
Yeah, she's back there.
Okay, because I did this with Josie Munsterman once, too. Do you want to rub it in at all?
Not
Oh, come on. Here's your chance. Live on camera.
I can't do
what
that.
Good kid. What good kid. What good kid. Smile and say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
All right. The third sophomore, where are we at? Peyton Moe. Welcome to the what we're going to call the stage here, just above Target Center. So this is kind of like last year. You're running around, fans, you know, we're trying to find everybody. You know, Paul Ramos lost in the crowd looking to do interviews, right? You're on the upper level, not dance level. This is what we got going on. Peyton, how are you feeling, sweetie?
I'm just so excited. I feel like I'm dreaming.
Well, guess what? If all these people are in your normal dreams, girl, we got to get you a psychiatrist. But if this is a good dream, I'm glad I'm in it with you.
Yeah.
Now, you're a sophomore as well.
Yep.
You've been dancing since eighth grader on jazz.
Yep.
You're 3 for 3.
Yep.
Think you can keep this thing going?
I think so.
Excellent.
Keep going.
Why quit now, right?
Right.
You know, Riley likes to win.
She does.
Can you tell? I've never seen a jazz team with only one dancer, but it could happen, I suppose. She could do it all herself. Let's turn around, Peyton, look in the camera. There's one more sweet shadow face. All right.
Yeah,
excellent. Thanks, Peyton. All right, we're down to, I told you, for a guitar. We got Ayanna?
No,
Bella. Bella, sorry. Oh, four sophomores. God dang it, sorry. Bella.
I know.
First year on jazz.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask the dumber question. You're not first year on the shadows.
No.
Okay, I knew that answer, but I had to confirm. First year on jazz.
Yeah.
State champion.
Yeah.
Crazy?
Yeah.
Fun?
Yeah.
Do it again?
Yeah.
Trade it?
No.
Advice? The seniors going out as a first comer as a state champion. I'm going to put you on the spot, make it a little harder question.
I don't know. Advice? I don't know what happens after high school.
Yeah. All right, let's turn around. Let's pull that mask down briefly.
You're listening to KLQP, Madison Dawson.
Thanks, Bella. All right, now we're down to only one ninth grader, or do I have two ninth graders?
One.
See, I was close to getting it close to right. Ayanna Hasted joins in the ninth year. Ninth year, second year on jazz or first year on
first
jazz?
Year.
First year on jazz. State champion.
Yeah.
There's a theme that I've noticed here, Coach Lisa and Sarah. These younger girls can do it at young ages. And they round out with all these seniors and juniors and sophomores and alumni that are out there. Ayanna, you were on kick last year, if I remember right.
Yes. Yeah.
How does it feel to be a state champion as a jazz teammate?
It was nerve-wracking. It was scary. But it feels pretty good.
Feels pretty good?
Pretty good.
Could you describe a better feeling, you think, today?
No.
All right. Let's turn around, look at the camera for all the fans back home watching. Drop that mask. Show them your smile. Don't flirt with your eyes till later today. Excellent. All right, the last two. Get back on the Target Center floor. Coach Lisa, Coach Sarah, come up here together. Welcome aboard.
Right.
We could talk for hours.
Oh, we could talk dance for hours, yes.
That would be a good conversation. We should maybe develop a podcast or something. But I'll leave that to Paul Ramo to develop that. Paul needs something to do in his spare time today. Lisa, you've been the head coach for 19 years.
Yeah.
15 of those 19 years, you brought a team to the state tournament.
Yeah.
How are we feeling today?
Feels pretty good, I will say. Yeah, I didn't even think we were going to have a state tournament. So, yeah, it's been a hard 6 months.
Sarah, the 19 years Lisa's been a head coach, mm-hmm. How many years have you been an assistant head coach?
8 years.
8 years out of 19.
Yep.
So if I'm doing some things quickly in my head, does that mean you've never not been to a state tournament in your coaching career?
One year out of eight.
Yep. Well, those are really good numbers. Somebody run there. 7 divided by 9 is like what for winning percentage?
99.9.
Yeah, we're calling it just a fraction under 100, and there ain't no tiebreakers.
No.
So as an assistant coach, what are your thoughts today, how it went? Different set of circumstances all year long. One thing's been constant. This team finished on the state floor as state champions. But what's been different behind the scenes?
The only thing different has been the time, like the lesser time to try to get just as much stuff done.
Yeah.
So the girls probably maybe felt a little bit more pressure at the beginning of the season, especially with jazz, to perfect their routine. But once we got going, it's been amazing. Like, they always do whatever we ask them to do. no matter how crazy it sounds, no matter what it is, they come not always maybe with a smile on their face, but they will do what we ask of them to do. And we couldn't ask for a more hardworking and dedicated group of girls in this crazy year that we've had.
So your coaches have always asked for their best. You've never asked for perfection. How close was the gap between best and perfection today, would you say?
I'd say it was right there.
Yeah, it was right there. Coaches, turn around. Take a quick smile. Drop the mask just a little bit. And let's get the 10 Jazz girls that competed today up front here. Let's get the rest of the Shadows Dance team behind them. All looking in the camera, please, for all our fans back home. Maybe Coach Sarah can grab the championship trophy. Fans back home, there is your 2021 Class A Section 3A state champion Jazz team for the third year in a row. Maynard, I can't end any better than that. I'm going to turn it back over to you for your commercials. I'll check back in later.